be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the locker room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas.
The first ingredient in Swanson chicken broth sounds like this. Whereas the first ingredient in some other broths sounds like this. Water. Great in a glass, not so great in your stuffing. For a dish with rich flavor, start with a broth made with rich golden chicken stock. Start with 100% natural Swanson broth. From soups to sides to stuffing and more, Swanson broth has been trusted for generations. Swanson. Choose natural.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Time show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing Green County Tech 26-19. Matt Sharp joining you courtside. Tim Tibbs, my producer, back at the studio. And right now joining me at the broadcast position is Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, tough loss for your girls, 53-46. Well, you guys were able to make quite a comeback there in the second half, just came up short.
Yeah, we had a really bad third quarter, and you know, that was really about the only bad stretch of the game. And unfortunately, during that stretch, they were hitting shots. And they stretched it out to about, I know it was a double-digit lead. And then we had two back-to-back three-point plays. And I think Hannah hit a three. I mean, we really kind of went on a run there.
Yep.
And got it within one and just finished. You know, I think that in girls, you know, the shots, but I think the thing that's so magnified is the missed free throws, and 7 out of 16 from the free throw line. You know, if you're just 14 out of 16 right there, which is what we expect, you know, you'll probably win that game because the shoe's on the other foot. Because then you have the lead at the end, and they don't. But you know, I thought our team, especially our two senior guards, I thought the job that Riley Walker did defensively on Allie Thomas, 25 for them, was phenomenal, and that gave us a chance to win. And then the job, and then Hannah Pfeiffer, the things that she did on the floor tonight, and you know, that's what you got to ask out of your seniors, is, you know, give you a chance to win. And you know, it's another one of these games where we got a lot of kids and a lot of really good things, but you can't help but look over at number 23, Mally Tabor, and know that if she's in that game, we probably win. But
yep.
The other side of it is, it's not a conference. And you got to try to put yourself and your team in situations where you play games on the road in hostile environments. The floor is 85 feet instead of 95 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Which probably played into our hands more when we were pressing there at the end. Helped them a little bit when they started half-court draft and we got in a little bit of a funk. But you want to put your team in those situations where they're going to be exposed and see how they kind of respond to it. And well, we had a lot of adversity tonight, and I thought we responded and faced it head on, and we did a good job as far as, you know, not really flinching and you know, sticking to the game plan and putting ourselves in position to win a game on the road that a lot of people thought probably we couldn't win, and I thought we were right there.
Well, you'll be coming back here to Paragould. Should be going to the high school campus by then, right?
Yeah, he told me tonight, Coach Harding told me tonight, that we'll definitely be in the other gym, barring something unforeseen. But we'll be over there, and of course we open up with a really good Marion team, and I think they're playing North Little Rock tonight. So if they the score in that game will tell you what kind of team Marion has, and I can just tell you they're pretty talented.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the teams in that tournament are really good, and that's going to be, no matter who we play, it's going to be three good games for us over there.
Well, the thing that's positive about this one is that you can kind of know what to expect if on the chance that you see them in the conference tournament.
Absolutely. And, you know, last year we beat them head-to-head, and apparently that doesn't make much of a difference, because we went into the conference meeting with kind of similar, pretty much similar records, and the only thing we had to go on was the head-to-head, and we beat them head-to-head, but somehow or another they got the 2 seed and we got the 3 seed, and then we had to go to their place.
Yeah.
And we lose by 2 points at their place in the semifinals of district. They go on and win a state tournament.
Yep.
But, you know, you never know with those situations, but I always thought that the seeding stuff, when you play someone head-to-head and beat them head-to-head, that should be the only thing that matters. And, you know, like I said, our records were real similar. And we beat them head-to-head. But, you know, I guess the point I'm making is I'll obviously tell our girls what you just said. This will come into play later on. But when you tell your kids that and then it doesn't, it doesn't set very well.
Yeah. Well, so you know, regardless of how tonight's game against North Little Rock ends up for Marion, you just know that main key to winning, I would say, is just to play smart.
Yeah, I mean, we got in a little bit of we took some silly shots tonight in the third quarter and got in a little bit of a hurry. And there's a fine line there, Matt. You don't want to tell kids, hey, that's a dumb shot, or hey, you don't need to be shooting, because you want kids to want to shoot it. And, you know, they started backing off of a couple of our players tonight, and I just told them to shoot it. I mean, you're a high school basketball player. You got to want to take that shot. And if they're going to gimmick defenses, then you got to step up and make that shot, and we will. And we've got all of our kids work really hard on that, and they will. And everybody did something. All of our kids did stuff that was really good tonight, and we all made mistakes. And, you know, bottom line is we've got 11 girls, and I'm talking about Thanksgiving coming up. I'm very, very thankful for the team that we have. And a game like tonight, as much as you hate to lose, it's going to make us better.
Yeah.
And with a lot of the silly stuff that we did, had we won, I'm not sure we would have learned as much, you know. And you don't want to lose, and you definitely try to learn from winning, but I think we're going to learn a lot from this game.
Well, Dell, thanks for joining us this evening. Happy Thanksgiving, and good luck next week in the Lady Eagle Invitational.
You too, Matt, and happy Thanksgiving to all y'all at KTLO, and we appreciate everything you do for Mountain Home Athletic Department.
You bet. That was Mountain Home Girls Basketball Coach Dell Laird. Let's take a look real quickly at the scoring summary in this boys' matchup so far. Leading the way for Mountain Home is David Waymeyer with 6 points. 5 for Colton Peters, 3 each for Talon Benton and Luke Cruz, and Hunter Bashirs with 2 points. And for Greene County Tech, they've got 3 players in the scoring column. Leading the way is Peyton Gio, 17 points. He has just been a monster in that first half. 7 for Kane Wilson and 2 for Zane Butler. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break: Greene County Tech leading Mountain Home 26-19. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.